Well, school is back in session, and we've got Dr. Rich O'Neill, our resident expert, with some tips for how you can get your kids to succeed in school. Thanks for coming in, Rich.
Sure. Linda, how are you?
I'm good. And Steve Marks is here along with us. We've got some... Great. We're interested in this.
Very interested.
Yeah. Well, you know, the first thing is to talk with your kids. There is a very large body of research that shows that the more you talk with your kids, literally, the smarter they get. People who talk very little, their kids are not as smart as people who talk a lot. And it goes up like a straight line, like one of those. It's dramatic.
But here's the question.
Yeah.
Talking with them as opposed to talking at them?
Yes, absolutely. Because you want to create the kind of relationship with the kid where you're listening to them, you're hearing them, they know you hear them, then you talk, they listen to you. That's the kind of back and forth, engaged, respectful relationship where they feel heard, they learn how to listen to other people, and that is the primary skill kids need in all relationships, including relationships with teachers and their fellow students. That kind of skill is going to carry them through their life. And if they do that, they're going to do better and better and better in school.
Well, that's a pretty good tip. And it seems like a recurring theme. We've talked about relationships with you before. And
yes.
Listening as a skill is really an important part.
Yes.
And when it comes to your kids, listening to them and letting them know that you're listening
and
valuing what they're saying.
Yes. And talking to them from day one. From before they're born, you can talk to them in utero. You can talk to your kids, and they recognize who you are, believe it or not, when they're born, from the sound of your voice. But the more you talk to them and describe the world, you're teaching them about the world, and they're gaining all that information, even from when they're toddlers, little babies.
What I think is really key that you said also is this notion of, in a sense, the respect that you transmit by listening to their ideas and in a way challenging them to have ideas as opposed to if they're not listened to or they're talked at, in a sense you're shutting them down. So this is you're really opening them up.
Yes.
So how does that translate specifically to doing well in school though?
Well, that's what teachers and students do. They are talking back and forth and trying to exchange information. And their brains start to work and develop and take in the information and work with it. Another thing that you really want to do is you want to communicate to them from very early age how much you value their education, how much you think this is a critical thing for them to value in their lives. And you do that in all sorts of ways, just by saying, expecting them, telling them, you expect them to do their homework before they play, right?
Right.
You expect that they're going to graduate from wherever, from high school, from college, whatever your goal is, right? Just sort of that's the way life is. And they're going to take that in. They're going to know, oh, this is what we do in our family, So talk to them like, oh, well, when you finish your homework, you can do this. When you graduate from high school, what do you want to do with your life? When you graduate from college, when you finish your technical school, what do you want to do with your life? But you also have to demonstrate that to them, not just with words, but by showing them with your own behavior. You go to the parent-teacher conferences. You go and show up at their social events, at their sporting events, where you're communicating to them, this is very important, and I'm going to put my energy into this for you.
It also strikes me that this issue of reading, both reading to them when they're young, but also then if they see you reading.
Yes, absolutely.
Also really underscores the value of reading.
Absolutely. It becomes part of your life. You want to read to them. You want to have books around the house. You want that to be just, this is the way life is. You have things. If you don't know how to read, and about, 10, 20% of people in the United States really don't know how to read well, learn how to read. Take that on and show them, this is very important. I'm going to do that for you. And one really important thing that I want to add to this is kids are going to have trouble in school. They're going to have, every kid, they're going to have trouble socially at some times. They're going to have trouble academically at some times. Some new, really amazing research showed that if you train your kids to expect that, and then to know, this doesn't mean that I don't belong there. This is just part of life. You have difficulty academically, you have difficulty socially, and the conclusion is not, I don't belong in school. There's something wrong with me. I don't belong in that place. Right. Instead, this is just part of life. You have to expect this. You have to figure out a way to overcome it. I belong there anyway. So if you've taught them to engage with you from very early, talk with you, they talk to you, you talk to them, they build relationships. You want them to build relationships at school where they feel like, this place is my place. I belong in all sorts of things here. The more kids are engaged in academics and social events at school, the better they're going to do. That conclusion of, I belong there no matter what, is essential for kids.
Well, Rich, once again, great advice, great tips, and once again, thanks so much for sharing your wisdom with us.
Thank you for having me. This is so important, and if people want to read this study, we'll have the reference for it on the website. It's a great, great study, very encouraging study.
Thanks again.
Yeah.